Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me today and basically any day. But if you want to get in touch with me actually to talk with me, which seems to be valuable to me at least, hopefully to you as well, the time to call is between noon and 3 Eastern Standard. And then all you have to do is get past Manny the Gatekeeper, who was absolutely charming, although he did let me down. He was going to review. I think he just chickened out. I think he got an upset stomach. Remember in Annie Hall that Woody Allen is going to Hollywood to receive an award, and he gets nausea. He gets nauseous because he hates being in public, and so when they say, all right, it's too late to go, all of a sudden he's munching on chicken. I think that's my Manny. I think he thought, what if I hate her on being Mary Jane? Then what am I going to say? And so I think he just got nauseous.
I wasn't anticipating that, though. I just got sick.
The unconscious mind, you know. Anyway, so... they actually sent me an email late yesterday saying, don't forget you're on tonight. And I thought, okay. I was actually on an airplane. So I missed a lot of green. I missed most St. Patrick's Day, although I must tell you, I told an enormous number of people the patio furniture joke. What's green and stays out all night. I thought that was great.
Was it received well?
Yeah. People did boo me a little bit, but a couple of people I had to explain it to. It turns out that puns are not really terrifically useful for people who don't speak English as a primary tongue. But I probably don't get their jokes either. I don't even get British humor, and that's more or less the same language, more or less. So, and I told them, I sort of figured out the Peggy Flem joke enough. You know, I worked it out in the air, which is certainly embarrassing. I kept saying Dorothy Hamill, which somehow just didn't work. But you know, one of the things that I thought, and I sort of hate to be whining about stuff, but you know, it occurs to me, as I said, I spent, in the last 2 weeks, I spent a lot of time on the phone or on hold, either dealing with, American Express, who, believe it or not, today is the anniversary of the founding of American Express. Do you know who founded it? In 1850. And that's a very old company, right? It's 165 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was founded by Henry Wells and William Fargo. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Like Wells Fargo? Dun, dun, dun. I did some work for them. I did a training film for them in San Francisco. It's great fun.
Hmm.
So, and who knew? Did you know that American Express was founded by Wells and Fargo?
I did not know that, no.
There you go. Now we know. See, there are all sorts of... You guys are all going to be the king and queens of Trivial Pursuit by the time you're finished with my program. But you're going to have to wrest the award away from me because, you know, that's... Except I don't know geography. So if you know geography, it's a dead deal. But it occurred to me, having spent a large part of the last couple of weeks dealing with either a cable company or telephone company or American Express or the airlines, that we've come to accept... such a level of dehumanization. I mean, that we're on hold for like 45 minutes. I was on hold trying to get a seat on a plane that I'd reserved my ticket like almost a month ago. And they won't give you a seat. And the reason they don't give you a seat is because they want to sell you a seat. Now think about this. You pay a certain amount of money for... This was not a terribly expensive fare. It was like about $300 fare. The seat, each way... Just a seat, regular seat, it was going to be $60. So it's $120, which is 40% of the 40% more than the fare. Mm. And then I don't think we actually did the story last week, but earlier in this week, there's actually I think it's an Irish airline, is it, that wants to bring cut rate fares to the United States to go between Europe and the United States in both directions, obviously. And they're talking about like a $15 or $20 fare. And you're thinking, right. But they're going to charge you for things like what they already charge us for. Seat. I mean, but being charged for a seat somehow, you know, I really would rather pay $350 for a plane ticket and be assured a seat as opposed to having to spend endless time either on my computer or on the phone with somebody. And the final, it wasn't even the final because I still didn't have a seat, of waiting, and my phone has a timer on it, as everybody says, I assume. So I'd been on the phone for 47 minutes and 32 seconds, and it finally, someone finally picked up and it disconnected. And what you want to do, but the thing is, we've all gotten so used to it. I'm convinced, here's my idea, Manny, I think you and I have talked about this, that just getting, there was a company, I think a couple of years ago, I don't know if it still exists, called, I think, Rabbit in New York, where you could hire somebody, where people would bid on jobs, and the jobs were things like standing in line at the DMV to get your license renewed. Now, you obviously have to be there to get your license renewed, but they would stand in line for the 2 hours that it took before you could get your license renewed. Or to go and stand in line at the Apple store so you could get your brand new iPad. That one seems to be kind of ridiculous, but nevertheless. But there are things in our lives that all of us need to do that involve endless waiting and machines that you cannot negotiate with. And I thought, if somebody, and as soon as the technology exists, if everybody can hack into our phones, that we should be able to sort of voluntarily give them our phones and say, all right, when Delta picks up or when American Express picks up, call me on my other line or double beat me or call me back or something, and I will pay you for your time. I would do that, wouldn't you? Just so I didn't have to do it?
I would, yeah.
And presumably it's a person that's going to have a huge switchboard so they could do like dog walking, except this would be phone minding. You know, a huge number at the same time, because they would have little lines, little lights that go on, and probably even they could have a machine that says, hi, we've been on hold for so long, the person who's calling you died, but their heir is going to talk to you, hold on, or something, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great idea? I mean, just think of the stress level. And the problem for me is not even that I have to do it. The problem is that we accept it as part of how our life goes these days. You know, when you go to your doctor, he's going to be running late. And look, I had a practice, and I didn't run late. You just, if somebody shows up late, they lose the time. Or they make another appointment. A couple of days ago, I had to go and get my hair cut. And it was, you know, I needed to do it before the program as opposed to after the program, because I was going to be really busy, which I know is always problematical, and I try really hard not to do that, because after the program, I just have a lot more flexibility in terms of timing. So I called up in advance. I said, look, are you sure you could be there at this time? Not only can we be there, we will be there early. Are you sure? Absolutely. So I got there, and they weren't there, and I waited almost an hour, and then I had to leave because do my program. And the problem is that they're the sort of daily aggravations. It's kind of like the Chinese water torture. I mean, nobody's going to die from having to wait an hour to get your hair cut, right? It's just, it's not going to ruin your life. But it's irritating, and it means that everything else is backed up. And we've unfortunately, I think we've learned to accept it. And that, it's kind of like one of my friends said a couple of years ago. He said, one of the reasons men behave so badly is because you women expect it from us, and you tolerate it. So there has to be a way to say, remember in the movie Network, we're mad as hell, we're not going to put up with it anymore? You know, I would love a one-day strike, universally, where none of us were willing to be put on hold. I guess that includes my program, doesn't it? Because I don't put you guys on hold for very long. Or I try really hard not to.
You're pretty good with it.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm willing to. I'm not a machine. If as you know, we've blown off interviews, we've blown off reviews, we've blown off all sorts of things. You guys on hold always are the priority because first of all, you're people and you're interacting, and that's what I'm doing. But part of it is I know how really irritating it is when you've got something that's important and you're trying to get it taken care of and you're put on hold. So. You call me right now. I won't put you on hold. 855-99. It's a National Kick Butt Day. Seems appropriate to me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. As I mentioned, today is the day that American Express was founded by Wells and Fargo, which I had no idea. So there you go. Hawaii signed a treaty in 1874 granting exclusive trade rights. There you go. And you'll like this, Manny. Former Governor General Lord Stanley pledged to donate a silver challenge cup, later named after him, as an award for...
The Stanley Cup.
There you go. Yeah, hockey.
That's
yeah,
right.
Originally, the Stanley Cup, did you know this was for the best hockey team in Canada?
I remember hearing something like that, yeah.
And then so there. I mean,
to the NHL champion now every year.
Yeah. Well, who are mostly Canadians anyway, but there you go.
Mm-hmm. Although a Canadian team in the NHL actually has not won the Stanley Cup since 1993.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically all of them are.
Yeah, they're most
Canadians or Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
Canadians
you go.
Those are Europeans for
yeah.
the most part. Yeah.
In 1959, Eisenhower, we talked about yesterday, signed a bill into law allowing for Hawaiian statehood, which would become effective on August 21st. So it's pretty interesting that the same day that Hawaii signed a treaty with the U.S. in 1874, it only took, what, another 100 minus 15 years, so 85 years for it to to become a state. You know, did you know that there's this whole issue about Puerto Rico becoming a state? Did you know about that? I only knew because I was in Puerto Rico.
I've heard rumblings about it, but I don't know the whole details.
And people, it's really very interesting because people are feeling, on both sides, feel very strongly about it. There's sort of no quiet middle ground. But I guess you have to do yes or no. And in 1970, the postal strike of 1970 began, one of the largest wildcat strikes in U.S. history, which gives new meaning to the word going postal.
Yeah.
There you go. Chris Borland quit football, saying, "What am I doing, banging my head?"
Yeah, he played football for one season.
Yeah,
with the
49ers I think this is going to be, you know, I think this is the beginning of a trend. I truly do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I worry about it a lot. I mean, I like football. I went to school in the Southwest Conference, and my high school won a AAA championship on the Statue of Liberty play. So, you know, I like football. But I don't think it's worth it to the players.
Well,
it's too dangerous.
There's so much more information about, you know, CTE and concussions and all that stuff.
Well, and the players are so much bigger and stronger than they used to be.
And faster, yeah.
Yeah. And most of them are playing on artificial turf, which is much less forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It turns out that not only do we get to think about Mars and those little crazy people who are all going to go over... I shouldn't say crazy people. It's become so controversial that it's, you know, it's sort of astonishing. But they're now saying that there are billions of stars in the Milky Way that may have planets that could potentially support life, which is... That's not a new phenomenon. I mean, Carl Sagan, billions and billions. I mean, the likelihood that this is the only planet that could support life is just statistically improbable.
Right.
So I think that's pretty interesting, though. I mean, that's... Where's James Shatner when we need him? where's Leonard Nimoy when we need him? So that's probably more the point. And breastfeeding is linked to higher IQs and wealth in adulthood. I wonder who did the study. I mean, La Leche League, what a surprise. All right, have you seen this? Somebody sent me the thing on YouTube. Can we put things up on my website on YouTube?
What
can we do that or not?
Like putting a YouTube video on like Facebook on the Facebook deal?
Yeah, can we put a link?
Yeah.
All right, remember, I think I sent this to you. Of in Holland they have a museum exhibit of Night Watch, you know, the Rembrandt Night Watch.
Mhm.
Okay. And what somebody decided, which I thought was brilliant, is that, you know, how do you get people to come to an exhibit, all right? And what they did, I sent it to you. Did you see it? Maybe it got lost in your email. It's called, you know, Night Watch by Rembrandt, you know, the picture.
I missed it, yeah. I'll double
it. All right, I'll send it to you before. I'll send it to you again because we can put up the link. And it's extraordinary. What they did was they reenacted it at a shopping mall in Amsterdam. So the idea that if you can't bring art to the people as opposed to people to the art, then they would come to the museum. Mm-hmm. And so they reenact the Night Watch, which I didn't realize from the painting, because it still was dealing with a thief who'd still obviously stolen something, and that he was apprehended, and this is part of the apprehension. But they act the whole thing out in costume at a shopping mall in Amsterdam, and first of all, nobody knows exactly what's going on, and they swinging around on ropes over the escalators, and you know, they have, and the people in costume never break, they never break character, they never smile, they're all in uniform, and the bystanders are just thunderstruck. And all I could think about is, if this happened in America, there would be so many lawsuits of people saying they spilled their Diet Coke or their baby isn't sleeping. But it's an extraordinary thing. I'll resend it to you.
Okay.
And let's see if we can put it up, just because I think people will get such a kick out of it. And someone sent it to me. Obviously, you know, basically I hate being on these email lists, but this is a friend that sent it. And I think you'll get a kick out of it. If we can put it up, that would be great.
Okay.
It's called. We'll just call it Rembrandt or something, and you can see what it looks like. But it's really terrific. All right, so I'm just sort of catching you up on the world as we know it, because I didn't want to be whiny about. Actually, yesterday I had sort of an interesting experience. I went to the airport and was not very happy because, as I said, I couldn't get a ticket, and I knew what the scam was, which is, you can't, that all these seats are blocked off, and you can't get it till you get to the airport, and so they're going to wait as long as possible to sell these seats. I mean, it would seem to me, if you buy an airline ticket, that one of the things that probably should be included is a seat. I'd probably even be willing to stand, but they don't sell standing room on airplanes, it turns out. So you don't have a seat. So I got there, and I got there relatively early, and because I didn't know about rush hour and stuff like this. And so I go up to the guy and I said, I'm not very happy with you guys. And he said, what's the problem? I said, I don't have a seat. He said, where are you going? And I told him. And he said, well, there's a flight that leaves in 10 minutes. And it probably is going to leave a little late. Why don't you see if you can get on that? So I'm, you know, security folks. So I'm saying, I'm not screaming, honestly, because I realize that the worst case scenario is I'll be on my own flight, and sooner or later, they said, well, you can't get a ticket until, you have to get the ticket at the gate. I said, well, but the plane doesn't leave for almost 3 hours. They said, well, we have a plane that's late, so there's probably somebody at the gate. I said, can I get on that plane? And I said, I don't know, it's probably going to run late. So I go tearing through security, you know, doing the sissy polka, because if you scream at security, you're going to get in more trouble than it's worth. So I get on the plane, and I'm saying, gee, this is great. When do we land at LaGuardia? And they said, JFK. So I went to the wrong airport, but I did get off. 855. It had been there since 10 o'clock that morning, so everybody was really glad to get off. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Elizabeth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a problem with my adult daughter. My daughter is very successful in a man's field. She is a pragmatic type person. She's not warm and fuzzy, except with her children. She's a wonderful, wonderful mother. She's got two children, 7 and 5.
Okay.
Now, my husband and I are literally at her beck and call because we want to be. We'll drop what we're doing and go over there. We'll stay the weekend if she and her husband have to go out of town. recently my niece moved to town. Niece and daughter are kind of close. Well, niece is very generous and nice to her mother. And she has said to daughter, you should be nicer to your mom because of all the things, because she's at your beck and call. My daughter responded, niece tells me, with, it gives them something to do. Also, niece has told daughter that she should be more generous, and daughter responded to her, my mother doesn't need anything.
Well, now, I mean, this niece sounds like a little bit of a
monster. Yeah, I know, but Dr. Joy, I really do feel that my daughter does not appreciate us, and I feel
But that's a different issue. But that's a different issue than
okay.
your niece
okay.
sort of, because your niece is a brat. I mean, I'm sure.
Yes, she is.
Because who the hell is she to come and tell bad stories? First of all, you don't know that your daughter said it. It does sound to me that there is some of that, and neither of those are necessarily negative. I mean, I'd stop doing business with your niece, because if you think this is only going one way, you're kidding yourself. She also tells tales on you to your daughter. She's a brat, and she.
Yeah, well, but and I don't like to think that my daughter is a brat, but I.
Well, wait. Let's do this one at a time. Your niece is a brat. You need to stop listening to her. Now let's tackle the issue with your daughter, which is you cannot have it both ways, my darling. That if you're doing these things, if you're at your daughter's beck and call because you want to, then whether she is appreciative or not is nearly irrelevant. It's not completely irrelevant, but it's nearly irrelevant because you're doing what you want to do, and you're doing it because you want to do it. So whether she says, Mom, this is great, or whether she says, you know, you guys don't have anything better to do, is not relevant. Your reason you're doing it is not for your daughter. You're doing it because you choose to do what you want to do it. Now, if you're doing it because you want to be appreciated, then for heaven's sakes, don't be at her beck and call all the time. Say to her, look, I'm willing to do this one day a week, or you know, you have to give us 24 hours notice, or a little gratitude would be an appreciation. They're separate issues. But
okay,
you
can
cannot have it both ways, sugar.
Okay, well, what caused the estrangement is my daughter had called me on the telephone, and I have the habit of saying anyway several times during a conversation, and she barked at me, stop saying anyway. And I felt like she had slapped me in the face, and I don't want to be treated that way. I don't want to be spoken to that way.
Then Elizabeth,
and I tie that in with...
But Elizabeth, this has nothing to do with your niece. Your niece is a brat. You've made your daughter a spoiled brat. So say to her, you know what? If I don't need to be treated that way, and you know, you call me back when you want to be apologetic.
Okay, that's what should I do now? We haven't spoken for 2 weeks. I haven't seen the children.
Well, call her back and be stupid and cheerful.
Okay, should I say what you just said I don't like. Well, and I want to tell her I don't like being talked to that way.
That's fine. So, I mean, you made your point, but you don't have to carry a grudge about it, so just call her up and be stupid and cheerful. Look, Elizabeth, how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 46. I'm 74.
Okay.
I've called you before, Dr. Joy. We lost a child 22 years ago, and you told me at that point that you thought I had made a bargain with spirits that... I don't know, that maybe, you know, I'll I will do anything I can to have a good relationship with my children. I also have a son in Boston. But it scares me that we're going to have to rely on this daughter, you know, maybe, you know.
Well, then I wouldn't. What I would do is make sure that I had, you know, my pension plan up to date and make sure that I could take care of myself because, as you point out, she's not an easy person to deal with. Okay, so you don't have to rely on her. You'd like for her to, look, she's not going to be a different personality.
Rely on her emotionally, I mean, but you're right,
well,
I can't change her.
So understand that make better arrangements. But as you point out, you've made this little monster, you've made this little brat, and so now it's time to unmake her. And you can do it cheerfully and gently, but you can call her up and say, hi, honey, how are you today? And just be stupid and cheerful.
Okay.
You got it?
And Yeah, I got it. I'm still angry because I know she's not going to apologize.
Well, but she doesn't have to apologize. There was no, look, she said something. She said, you were driving her nuts. You said, stop saying that. You said, I don't need to be treated that way. There doesn't need to be.
I didn't say that to her, though, but I will now.
Well, you should have.
I did.
You just should have said, look, kiddo, I know I could be irritating. You can be irritating, too. I'd appreciate a different tone of voice. And that's all. Nobody has to apologize for anything about that. She said, you're making me crazy. You say you're making me crazy. So both of you are now clear. So you let it go. And call her up and be cheerful.
Okay. And as far as being appreciated, I should limit
Do. Yeah, exactly. Do what you want to do.
Well, the truth is that I want to be there for those kids.
Well, so you're doing what you want to do. Listen, don't confuse gratitude with what you want to do. It's nice when people are grateful for things that we want to do anyway, but that's not the issue here.
How about feeling taken advantage of?
Well, but you're telling me that you're at her beck and call. Stop being at her beck and call. She's not taking advantage of you. This is what you choose to do.
Okay.
Elizabeth! You're a grown-up woman. Stop doing this.
Yeah.
You're making this foolish deal, which says, if I'm really a doormat, then you'll love me. And she's not. And and it's not only that you're a doormat, you're a passive-aggressive. You're kind of the ultimate, you sort of, don't worry about me, I'll stay in the dark. Don't do that. It's a pain in the neck to everybody.
Yeah,
so do what you want to do. Do it openly and cheerfully. And if you don't want to do it, be cheerful about not doing it. But don't do this crazy thing where, well, you know, I'll do it, but you should be grateful. Because everybody's going to want to wring your little scrawny neck, honey. So do what you want to do.
Okay.
Make sure you can take care of yourself in your old age. But you made this daughter.
We can financially.
Yeah, so emotionally, maybe it's time to start making, friends that are that you have over for Thanksgiving dinner because they live in the neighborhood and your daughter is not warm and fuzzy, and start working on your relationship with your daughter. You can't have it both ways. You've made her this spoiled little brat. You're at her beck and call, and then you're angry with her because she's not grateful, and she views you as she views herself as doing you a favor to let her deal with to let you deal with the grandkids. You view yourself as doing a favor. You know, both of you could learn the DNA is very clear here. Both of you are pains in the neck. Stop doing it. You don't have to do it like this.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your advice. I really did not know what to do, but I'll give her a call.
Yeah, it's really clear. Just call her up and be cheerful and say, look, looking forward to seeing the kids. And if she calls up and says, can you do it tomorrow? And you can do it, say, I'd love to. If she calls up and says, can you do it tomorrow? I said, I can't, but I can do it on Thursday. Do what you want to do. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Dr.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. You hear, this is one of my enduring theories, which is that martyrdom looks really great on vellum. We love people who make sacrifices. They live in history. They are pains in the neck to live with. You cannot live with a person who is always being saintly and always, because there's price tags attached to it. That if you want to do something, do it because you want to do it. If somebody asks you a favor, evaluate whether or not it makes any sense for you to do it. And that doesn't mean that we have to benefit from anything that we ever do. But the benefit, well, to a certain extent, I guess it does exactly that. But the benefit may be intrinsic. The benefit may be, I like doing this. Or the benefit may be, in a million years, I would never do this on my own, but I'm very willing to do it for another person. Make sure that the contract isn't, I'm going to do this for you, even though I don't want to do it, but then you're going to owe me. Because if that's what you're saying, that's not a favor, that's a contract, and that's okay. But you have to make it explicit. You can't make it implicit, because then we get the E word, right? Expect. Well, I expected that you would do this for me because I do this for you all the time. Expectations, you hear me say all the time, are the death of serenity. Expectations say huge amounts about us and nothing about the other person. So if you're going to do a favor for somebody, decide whether or not you actually want to do it. And if you do want to do it, then do it open-heartedly and generously, and don't expect anything in return. If it's a quid pro quo, make sure that you're saying, I'm willing to do this if you're willing to do that. And then they can say yes or no, right? Just be clear about your motives. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it seems like every day there's a new story on the air about Facebook, and my favorite one this week is defining nudity. Like, we needed Facebook to tell us what nudity is. There was a story about Penn State yesterday, a fraternity being suspended because they had a Facebook page that you had to have a secret password to get into, and had drug deals going down and pictures of naked women who were either drugged or asleep or both. So I thought one of the things the hate speech is still being banned. They're now saying that people should be allowed to share examples of others' hate speech to raise awareness of the issue, but they must indicate their intent clearly. Oh man, slippery slope.
It may take a big time gray area.
Yeah, exactly. It may take down or restrict access to content if it violates the law in a particular country, even if the content does not violate its community standards. It will contest government requests for takedowns if they are found to be unreasonable or overbroad. Slippery slope number two. If the content is found to be illegal in that country, it may restrict access to it in that country, but may not necessarily remove it from Facebook. Now, you're talking about almost 1.5 billion people, all right? The company released its report on government requests for content removal and of the NSA under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and national security letters, which is much scarier. Restricted for violation of local laws went up to 9,700, almost 10,000 items in the second half of 2014, up 11%. Turkey and Russia were among the countries that saw increases in demand for content restriction, while Pakistan had a decline. I have no idea what that means. Alrighty? So, what we'd ask people on Facebook, since we figure you guys are already aficionados, that what kind of restrictions did you think there should be on, if any, on social media? Alright, so let's hear what people said.
We'll start off with Russ. Russ says there should be a no whining policy.
Well, there is that.
Clay says, he actually comes back with a question. He says, that's a leading or loaded question. Why would you assume any restrictions should be used?
Well, because they're already being in place. It's not a loaded question. It's a philosophical response to the fact that the restrictions are being placed kind of willy-nilly, that there is a problem, that there's sort of outrageous behavior, and then somebody thinks, maybe we shouldn't allow pictures of naked women who are asleep or drugged. And so they say, oh, okay, you can't do that. Or that maybe revenge porn is not a great idea. So they say, okay, we should do that. So it's not me saying there should be restrictions. It's the restrictions already occurring. But there's not a specific policy or a specific, what's the word I want? Well, there's not a policy, there's not a framework in place to say this is okay, it's not. And, I mean, it's an ongoing issue. The Supreme Court, remember, said that community standards, whatever that means. So, all right, let's see what else people say.
Connie says, women hating threats and blatant racism.
Yeah, I mean, and how do you sort of define that? I suppose you could say, well, you know it when you see it, but it probably needs to be something you can codify a little bit. It's an interesting point. Should hate? I mean, there are now people suing. Who I'm trying to remember who the latest was. There was somebody today who said they were going to sue the internet. Jennifer Lawrence did it. Somebody else. Do you remember who else said that they were going to sue for sexual content, for sexual innuendo, sort of a woman who is fairly well known?
Well, I know that, I know Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that was a couple months ago. There's somebody in the last couple of days.
Well, I know there's a story of Ashley Judd is going to press charges against Twitter users over sexual harassment.
Okay.
So that's the one, I think that was a news story that came out today. But I can't think of a...
The problem is that you don't want this to be necessarily... I mean, it becomes one of the issues about any kind of... Because we're really talking about censorship in some ways. And you know, we want people to feel that they have freedom of speech. But freedom of speech to do what? And the classic example is yelling fire in a crowded theater. That there is... If the intent is harm, then does that offset your right to freedom of speech? And it seems to me that the Supreme Court has said, in fact, it does. And whether the Supreme Court says it or not, there's kind of a gut feeling that it's okay to say things unless they are harmful to someone else. But then you get into that whole gray area of what's harmful to someone else. If you say, Joy, you're really fat, is that harmful? In this particular case, yes, and I'm going to fire you. But the point is, I mean, who decides?
I would never say that.
I know you wouldn't. You're not that stupid. But, I mean, who decides? And of course, when you're dealing with 1.5 billion people, you're talking about a huge number of, a huge amount of adjudication and just time spent. Yeah. So there needs to be a policy. And so what could you make the policy? Well, and the Supreme Court has said that it violates community standards when we're talking about pornography. And clearly, what we view as pornographic 20 years ago is not the same as what we view as pornographic now. But I think the definition has certainly been expanded to the point of perhaps idiocy. All right, keep going. Because I think it's a much more complicated problem than obviously Brian says, well, there shouldn't be any. But there already is, and there was always going to have to be. You cannot sort of suggest that that someone is having sex with a turnip and put it up on the clear intent is to do harm. And should... I mean, there are libel laws, and maybe that's what's really going to happen. Is it's just that the internet is going to fall under the same rules as libel and defamation of character and things of that sort? Except that means you have to get lawyers involved. But you know, maybe that's the way to do it. Maybe instead of having lawyers involved, you have like small claims court. You have social media court, and then how do you get? Yeah, I mean, but the adjudication would probably go on forever. But it would be an interesting idea, don't you think? That if I say that you put up something nasty about me on the internet, and let's say you put it up on Facebook, that Facebook, in fact, has a system where there is either mediation or a judge that says, and before you can come in, you have to give them your credit card, or you have to give them a bond or something. So if I win, then I get some financial payment from you, and you get bounced off Facebook. If I lose, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me, we'll take this up a bit, but it's a lot more complicated, I think, than there shouldn't be any censorship, or yes, there should be censorship. Because if we're going to censor something, who decides what the censure is going to be? And right now, Facebook does, but they do it sort of on such an ad hoc basis, there's no clear policy whatsoever. Except defining nudity. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. You're remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.